Beaver Island is part of an archipelago or group of islands about 60 miles northeast of Door County. Locals say many Wisconsin boaters stop at Beaver. Other travelers come via small plane or over from Charlevoix, Michigan on this ferry. Beaver Island has about 500 year-round residents. Another 1,500 people spend their summers here, and there are thousands of tourists. There's one small town, St. James, but much of the rest of the island, roughly 55 square miles, has kept its natural beauty, resources, and wildlife. In fact, some of the critters on Beaver are unique, as they're known for being larger than their mainland relatives. Standing with a group of journalists in a shady grove of cedar trees, Professor Jim Gillingham of Central Michigan University shows off an American toad the size of a paperback book.
These toads that we find out here, any given summer that I have been out here, and that's the last 24, we find toads, and I've measured lots of toads, and they are, you go to the field guides, and the ones that we have here, using the standard methods of measuring them, are close to a half an inch longer than anything that I've seen in the field guide.
Gillingham says the relative absence of predators helps the toads grow larger. Some snake species and the skunk cabbage also grow larger on Beaver Island, while some other species don't grow as large as their relatives do on the mainland. But while fascinating to scientists, Beaver Island is not a paradise. 3 years ago, at this site in the center of the island, a large stand of trees was clear-cut. Paul Glendon of the Beaver Island Association remembers when the logging started.
What happened here was that there was sort of like an invading horde. The logging trucks showed up one day and they started cutting everything down and tearing up the road, and there was really no explanation that I was aware of why that was being done.
But some people on the island say the clear cut was a good thing. Quaking aspen and other vegetation have started to grow on the site. Gavin West of the Beaver Island Conservation Club says it's now great habitat for hunting.
To me, the clear cut looks pretty good now. I'm an average grouse and woodcock hunter, so it looks very, very good to me right now, and probably will in October and November of this year.
But with more clear cuts possibly in store for Beaver Island, Dave Ewert of the Nature Conservancy says the intense logging can knock things out of balance.
So I think what one has to balance is, if you do this and the deer herd increases, what is the effect going to be on the white cedar and the remaining flora and fauna, that in turn there is a feedback loop to support the deer and other flora and fauna?
There are some signs that Beaver Island residents plan to cooperate better on any future large-scale logging operations. But the island also has other problems. A large number of fish-eating cormorants over the last few years has made some anglers upset. And the foul-smelling algae, Cladophora, can be found at some of the island's beaches this summer. Karen Vigmostat directs the U.S.-Canada Great Lakes Islands Project and helped coordinate the new report on the 32,000 islands in the lakes. She says, in general, the islands are vulnerable.
Because they're not connected to the mainland. All their species are isolated, so you cannot have business as usual on an island. You have to look at them, treat them, manage them, plan for them differently.
Vigmostat acknowledges that some islands are better off than the crowded mainland, but she says she hopes the new database about the islands will help scientists and others concentrate their work over the next decade. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio on Beaver Island, Michigan.